Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, I want to bring a teaching today to continue on my series on exposing TULIP, the false five-point heretical system of Calvinism. I've already exposed total depravity. You can look that up on my teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Look on the teaching blog. Up next is unconditional election exposed. Let's talk about this. All right. So basically, unconditional election is a teaching that says God preordained only some to have eternal life. They are the elected ones of God with no condition. And while a few will be saved, the rest will burn in hell with no choice whatsoever, and that is God's desire, plan, and his pleasure. So let's talk about this demonic doctrine and expose it. This doctrine comes along in the early centuries by Augustine. Then it was really written on a lot and enhanced in the Reformation by the murderous, heretic, demonic John Calvin. You know, John Calvin burned people alive at the stake that didn't agree with his theology. So he had no problem thinking that God was a wicked, evil creator God. God would create most people to go to hell with no choice. So that's how this doctrine comes along, gets passed on through evangelicalism. It was really a great counter-reaction to the pagan Roman Catholic system. But I want to talk about this and expose it for you using God's word. In Matthew 7, Jesus said, few will find eternal life. So again, think about that. That means God knew that many or most of mankind that he created would go to hell and he'd burn them forever and they have no choice. This is not a loving heavenly father. This is a demonic, evil God invented by John Calvin, Augustine, and anybody that props up this false doctrine. Let me go and show you some scripture. Going all the way back to the Old Testament, we see mankind has a choice. Moses asked the men to choose. Exodus 32. Then Moses said in the gate of the camp and said, who's on the Lord's side? Let him come to me. And then later, the ones that didn't come to him, they took up swords and they killed 3,000 people. They had a choice. Those Levite priests had a choice that day. Let's go to some more scripture. Now, these heretical Calvinists like to use John 1:13. Ready? Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. See? So they say, it says not of your will, but of God. So you have no choice. Yeah, they're false teachers and they're scripture twisters. Go read the very verse right before that, John 1:12. You know what it says? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Interesting. But as many as received him. We're going to get back to that. Whosoever and as many, all right? See how they twist God's word? What that means there, let me explain that quickly. Which, verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will, nor of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It's talking about born again. It says right there, which were born. See, I can't will myself to be born. It's not of my flesh to be born. It's a spiritual thing that happens when I come into covenant with God through repentance and I look to Christ. That's what that verse means. So, question, moving on, as we expose unconditional election. Question, does God want men to perish and go to hell, as these false teachers say? Let's see what God's word says. Ezekiel 33:11. Say unto them as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? Does that sound like a God that wants everybody that he didn't choose to go to hell with no choice? No, that's the exact opposite. It says he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. How about Matthew 11:28? Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Last time I checked, all means all. Wouldn't you say? How about Acts 17:30? Apostle Paul says, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So God winked at things at one time, but now God's calling all men everywhere to repent. If God only preordained and predestined and pre-elected certain people, why would he call all men to repent? It makes no sense, doesn't it? God is not the author of confusion. How about 2 Peter 3:9? The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He doesn't want any to perish, and he wants all to come to repentance. Sounds like that goes against Calvinism's heresy of unconditional election, doesn't it? How about John 1:9? That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Once again, all, every, whosoever. Here's another one. John 3:14-16, the famous verse. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up. But whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Go do your word search. Go see what these words mean. They don't back up this Calvinistic heresy and demonic doctrine. It goes totally against it. And that's what I'm trying to show you here. John 12:32. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. There you go. There's that all word. Last time I checked, all means all. How about 1 John 2:2? And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The whole world. Not just the pre-elect, not just the preordained, but the whole world. That means people have opportunity and choice. Only the elect are going to make that choice. We'll talk about that in a minute. So the fact is, if you know the gospel, faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood, his resurrection, repenting, turning from sin, man-made religion, being born by his spirit, holiness and obedience to follow after him, and enduring in the faith, you know that God sent Christ, and he sent him to come for all who will repent and believe. The Bible is very clear about that. Okay? And Calvinists have to twist it and make it say, oh no, it's only for the elect. Oh no, that's not true at all. And let me quickly try to explain the best I can. And this is a deep topic, and it's, you know, theologians war over it. People have killed each other over this. Predestination, all right? Here's what it is. It has to do with not who God picks certain people for salvation. So God didn't just go, you, not you, not you, not you, you, not you, not you, not you, not you. No. It says, this is what the Bible says, but that he foreknew, seeing the future, who would choose him, those people become the elect. Does that make sense? So God's the Alpha, the Omega, sees the beginning from the end. So before he ever created you and I, he knows the outcome, right? Hey, is Jim going to wind up in hell or going to be with me, the Father? Did he choose me? God knows. And so I became one of the elect if I believe and repent and am born again and I endure. I become one of the elect and God foreknew. Let me give you some verses on that, okay? Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Catch that? So he foreknew Jim was going to make it to heaven. He also did predestinate. All right? It's a hard concept to understand because we live in time. God's outside of time. We don't know the future. All right? How about 1 Peter 1:2? Elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. So you see that God knows, he foresees who's going to be with him. Those become the predestined. Those are the elect. All right? It's not all that complicated. People make it really complicated. You know, you might be thinking by now, well, choice, you know, the big battle is over free will, no free will. What does the Bible say about choice of man? Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Do you think people had a choice in Joshua's day? I already showed you Moses. Now I'm showing you Joshua. Yeah, they got a choice. I guess Joshua didn't get the memo on unconditional election, right? No, it doesn't exist. It's a lie. Now, think about how prideful it is. Hey, out of all the people in the world, most are going to perish and go to hell per Jesus. God picked me, Brother Jim. Wow, do I feel special. Okay, well, that creates great pride. We see that in Calvinists. And they'll say, well, you guys got pride because you think you picked God. So it kind of balances out there. But here's the point. We know, those who are born of God, we know that we can't do anything except it's all via Christ. All right? His blood, His spirit, His truth, His word. We can't do any of it. So there's not pride on our part because it's all about Christ. And it's all about a covenant we enter willfully. What kind of marriage would you have if you forced your husband or your wife to be in covenant with you? It would be a dead, fruitless, unloving, false covenant. So God gives us the ability to choose a covenant, and we don't have pride because we know it's all about Christ. Anybody who reads the scriptures knows that, to be very clear. So we showed you about free choice. I showed you about free choice. I showed you the scriptures where God wants none to perish. All right? I want to leave you with some of Jesus' words. Mark 8, 34 and 35. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Do you see, folks? Scripture after scripture after scripture proves we have a choice. God foreknew who was going to make it into heaven. They become his elect. We're predestined. And here's the real key. Ready? This is really key. You don't know who those people are. You don't know if Brother Jim is one of the elect. Why? I haven't endured in my faith. I haven't finished the race. I could fall away. I could become a mass murderer. I could become a heretic and leave the faith. So we don't know who the elect are. Now, we can look at true brothers and sisters, and we can claim that they are the elect, and we hope and pray that they endure, and then they prove out that they are the elect. You see that? So we don't know. We don't know the future. We don't know who died and went to heaven. The Bible says, don't even try to figure out who died, went to heaven, who didn't. Only God. That's God's job. That's way above our pay grade. That is God's job. So make sure that you understand this unconditional election. Read the scriptures. The only way they make it work is when they twist scriptures and pull them out, like I showed you with John 1, verse 13. And then they read the verse. You read the verses around it, and it shows you it's not what it says at all. And so the basis of this is we have a loving God who wants none to perish. Okay? And he sent Christ to rescue whosoever will come, and he knows who that is, and those are his elect. Don't be deceived, folks, by this doctrine of devils. It's heresy from demonic, murderous men like John Calvin. It's propped up today by worldly, wicked Calvinists like John MacArthur and a bunch of other men today. Don't go for it. Study God's word. Rest in his word. Don't live by one or two verses. See what God's word has to show us. It's a jigsaw puzzle. And as we put it together, we see the big picture. Don't live by one or two pieces of that puzzle. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I hope this has helped you. Up next, Brother Jim is going to do limited atonement, the L in TULIP. That'll be up next to help you have tools to fight these wicked Calvinists where they quote one scripture that goes totally against other scriptures. Yes, our Heavenly Father, our loving God, wants none to perish. You choose this day whom you are going to serve. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We are on the gospel road, preaching the gospel, teaching, making disciples. Let us know how we can help you. We love God. We love our neighbor. We are there for you. Till next time, go out and have a joyous day. Choose the Lord. Obey Him by the gospel. And may God be praised.